Pause for a Minute with Shane McDermott, partner at Kilcool Vets, kilcoolvets.ie, answering your pet-related queries.
Send your questions for Shane by WhatsApp voice note or text to 087 77 11 103.
Hello and welcome to episode 6 of our Pause for a Minute podcast. So this week the focus is on rabbits. They're the third most popular species that we see at the clinic for a start, but also that are kept as pets in Ireland. They are, however, one of the species of pets that we have the most concern about because they're often kept in not the right conditions, and often there's a lot of myths, I suppose, really around keeping rabbits and misconceptions about, you know, what's appropriate for them, everything from diet to their shelter accommodation and you know, even bunnies being kept on their own and so on as well. So the concern there is that we're just not meeting their basic welfare needs, and that these poor creatures, you know, perhaps often just through to lack of education or whatever, they are sort of suffering and they're leading miserable lives, really, which is sad to think about. So at the clinic, we're very, very passionate about animals also. And every year we run a rabbit awareness kind of campaign. We've just finished that there a couple of weeks ago. You can go back on our Facebook page, Kilcool Vets, and you can find lots of tips and tricks as well on keeping rabbits, which is especially useful for existing rabbit owners. And, you know, don't worry if things aren't quite right. That's what we're here to do, is provide that education. We can help you as well. And you can make changes and improve the quality of life for your rabbits. We'll kind of go through a few different points. This podcast really be just an overview to start with, and then later on we'll get into more of their healthcare needs and what exactly they need to live a good quality life, and that we're meeting their needs, as I say, properly. I suppose firstly, rabbits, they're domesticated rabbits. They are direct descendants from the wild rabbits you see out and about. They're an active species. They are inquisitive. They're super intelligent, and they're social. They also have kind of their own unique biology and their own unique needs, which we'll touch on again. Some of the main misconceptions are, firstly, that, you know, they're good children's pets. They're not really. As a prey species, they can be often a bit nervous and timid by nature. They can be easily stressed, and they don't really like being handled and petted and picked up. So straight away, you know, they're not necessarily a suitable pet for children. Because they get stressed and scared, they may scratch or bite, and sometimes when they do that, that's kind of the end of it, and they're not really handled anymore, unfortunately, in some cases. Many rabbits end up in shelters and so on as well. And again, just because of perhaps the misconceptions that they are an ideal pet, and a handy pet in some cases, what some people might think. Again, you know, they aren't an easy pet. They're in fact probably a little bit more difficult than keeping cats and dogs, because their needs are so specialized in that sense. Rabbits are not happy living in small spaces, for example. They're not happy living alone. No rabbit should live on its own. It should have at least one other rabbit for company. So when we think about rabbits in the wild, they live in these large colonies. Obviously, for our pet rabbits, we need to control certain things like breeding. Rabbits will do what rabbits do. So having rabbits neutered is one of the important things to do. That's done from an early age, before they hit that sexual maturity and before there's unwanted litters and so on as well, and the other behaviours that go with that, fighting and so on. Rabbits, they're not that easy to look after either. They're certainly not cuddly toys, and they're not cheap pets really. So to do it right, really, it's a good time commitment, and to some extent, you know, a financial commitment, no more so than you know, dog or cat, but also as well to consider that rabbits are a fairly long-term commitment. So nowadays, domesticated rabbits, we're easily seeing them, you know, to 10, 11, even 12 years of age. So that's something to consider. If it's a case you're considering, you know, rabbit for a pet, you know, in 10 years time, is your child still going to be interested in that? So I think the adult in the house also needs to be interested in it. And it's kind of more of a family decision. By all means, an older child, a bunny may be suitable for them, or rabbits may be suitable for them as pets, where they can also be involved, you know, with parental guidance, and how, you know, in how to care for them, handle them, deal with them and everything correctly. And of course, you know, get in contact with a rabbit vet like ourselves or your local vet, make sure they're kind of a rabbit friendly practice, and they should be able to help you as well with all their sort of healthcare needs, advice on diet and everything else as well. But once you're set for all that, rabbits are super pets. They can be kept kind of outdoors or they can be kept indoors. And often they suit in that sense because we have many house bunnies, for example, clients who keep their bunnies indoors. So, you know, maybe they can suit for apartment living and so on as well. We do need to meet some of their needs also, but it can be done. Moving on then, I suppose, rabbits, if you are looking at going out to get rabbits, you should have at least two. As I mentioned, they should be neutered, and generally they're neutered from about 4 months of age before they hit that sexual maturity, and can breed. And also then, you know, we prevent a lot of the behavior problems and so on as well. They require daily input from owners, and again, it's consideration if you're going away, who's going to mind them. Rabbit boarding isn't as common as dog and cat boarding, so there are some out there who specialize in small boarding, but it might be a case of needing to have a friend or family member that can come in regularly, check on them, or that they can go to someone who specializes in rabbit boarding. They need daily kind of time to check them out every day, provide their feeding, some cleaning out. Rabbits tend to toilet in one area, for example, of their accommodation, so that needs to be cleaned out daily. They also require some regular veterinary checks. So, for example, they need vaccinations. And again, if they're ever ill or any concerns, they should be taken for treatment just like you would do with your dog or cat. They need kind of unlimited good quality hay and or grass, and then their rest of diet then is made up with certain fresh vegetables, smaller amounts, and again a smaller amount again of high quality pellets, especially designed for rabbits, can, you know, provide extra nutrients, minerals, vitamins and so on. But they pellets really only make up a tiny portion of their diet because of their specialized digestive systems. We'll get into again perhaps next week. They need that roughage, they need the hay and the grass, they need to be grazing constantly, just like if you consider rabbits in the wild spend an awful lot of their time grazing. And also they're, as I say, they're quite active, so when you think about it, rabbits can cover miles really during the day. And our pet rabbits, you know, they also need space to exercise and perform normal and natural behaviors. So to be confined, stuck in a little hutch, it's certainly not the life for them. And if that's sort of all you can provide, or if that's the way you have a rabbit currently, I would certainly urge you to reconsider, see what you can do. If you feel you cannot meet their needs, for example, it might be worth considering even rehoming. I don't want to be all doom and gloom, but once we get things right, bunnies are wonderful pets, and as I say, they're super intelligent. They really do get to know their owners, and they are great little characters. And the main thing about rabbits and keeping them as pets is that, you know, having a minimum, as I say, a pair of rabbits, neutered pair of rabbits, is watching their interactions and watching them perform their normal behaviours. And that's just really, really enjoyable to see. They do need company. One of the myths previously, or still is out there, I suppose, really, is that, you know, maybe guinea pigs make suitable companions for rabbits. They don't. They're completely different species. They have completely different needs. Guinea pigs is actually where a request I've had to cover as a podcast, so I will get to that in the coming weeks. But they have different, as I say, dietary requirements and so on. And then also, guinea pigs can be bullied by rabbits, and you know, they're just not suitable. So rabbits, as I say, should be kept with other rabbits. Their accommodation, depending on where they're going to be kept. If they're going to be kept indoors, then you're going to have to consider completely bunny proofing your house. Bunnies chew, that's what they do. and that's a normal behavior. There's nothing you can do really about that. They are, however, quite attracted to electrical cables and so on as well. And we hear the stories in the clinic. For some reason, they'll go for your phone charger. They'll go for the, you know, the PS4 cables or whatever else as well in the house. All the good stuff, really, the stuff you really need. Kind of joking aside, that is obviously a risk to them of electrocution and so on as well. So we need to bunny-proof the house if they're going to be out and about. They should have their kind of own little home within the home, and often they can have, you know, you can get these cages from pet shops, which are maybe 2 to 3 foot long. Again, they allow the rabbit enough space to stretch out, stand up and so on as well. And that's suitable for them to be kept in perhaps times where they're unsupervised and maybe as a nighttime routine as well. Often many people will fence off a certain area of the house. Some people have used even kind of baby pens or things like that. You can buy puppy pens, which is kind of a wire enclosure, and it can, you know, fence off a safe area so your bunny has some opportunity to exercise and so on when maybe they're unsupervised. When you are then at home as well, you can kind of have them out and have them loose as well. And they're quite interactive. And bunnies, when it's their own choosing as well, can get used of, you know, popping up on your lap for cuddles and so on as well, which is a lot of the reason, you know, we want pets. We want to spend that time with them. For outdoor bunnies then, they do also need a good quality shelter. And, you know, traditionally it's called a hutch. There should be a enclosure attached to that, so they have an outdoor exercise area as well. Access to grass is ideal and they will naturally graze. Again, you need to consider if they are out and about and if they're out in your garden as well, that your garden is safe. As a predatory species, they are vulnerable to dogs, especially cats to a lesser extent, foxes of course, depending on the area you're in, and we do see a lot of urban foxes and you know, that is a risk to bunnies. So it needs to be safe for the bunny so they can't escape, and also that predators can't get in and do any harm to them and you know, stress them out. If your garden is bunny proof, then by all means, if you're home, your bunny can be kind of out free range, so to speak. Other considerations when they're out and about is what sort of plants have you got in your garden, because certain plants are toxic. You can find some good information online again or get in touch as well. I may be able to get around to that in the next one, that we can mention some of the common ones that are toxic to them. But if you have a, you know, a lawn and an access there, you know, naturally they will graze, and that's perfect natural diet for them. You're meeting a lot of their needs there as well. Bunnies then, when they're out and about, they can perform normal bunny behaviours to some degree. You need to be mindful. Bunnies will also burrow. That's what they naturally do. They will dig. So you need perhaps a pen that you can move around so that they never get a chance to actually burrow enough where they can actually escape, get underneath, say, the fencing or the pen. Or you need to just regularly fill it back in, perhaps even cement or block around the edges. So, you know, even some practical tips there for them. But yeah, once their needs are met, then, you know, rabbits do make great pets. But the big thing is that they, in summary, they do need to be kept in a minimum of 2. They need to have ample space. The more space you can provide, the better. You know, the bigger hutch, the bigger enclosure, you know, is really what we're going for. We do appreciate sometimes space is a consideration, but we have to look and see how else can we meet their needs. To give you an idea of the space, which can be surprising to some people when you say it, but Say for example, the hutch, that should ideally be kind of 6 foot long. It should be, you know, a minimum of 2 foot deep and 2 foot tall. So you want rabbits to be able to move freely. Again, as I say, they tend to toilet in one area and they need kind of a, you know, sleep area, enough space to stretch out, perform some normal behaviors, stretch, you know, stand up on their hind legs and so on as well. So when you consider that compared to a lot of even the hutches that are made and sold out there, they're way short of that. And again, if the more rabbits you have, the more space they need. And again, you know, they may need separate spaces. Some hutches and so on are kind of two-tiered ones, so two-storied ones. They can be okay, and bunnies can have they can share space if they decide to, but also they can be separate if they also want to. A hutch really should be attached to a run, and that should be as big as possible so that they have access to outside and to access permanently. Even with that, it is nice if they can, as I said earlier, to be let free roam if your garden is secure in your home and you know the risk of predators isn't there. The total space really is you're looking at kind of, you know, 10-foot space by 6-foot maybe. And, you know, if they... run is enclosed, it should really be a minimum of three foot tall again, so they can stand up, they can hop, they can bounce. And bunnies do this thing they call kind of a binky, where they do with excitement, they will sort of jump up in the air and perform those sort of behaviors. So they need to be able to do all that. The social factor, you know, again, the pairs or compatible groups is ideal. So as usual, I've already gone on too long. So that's just basically the introduction. I'll be back next week to discuss a little bit more of their healthcare, diet and so on, and give you a little bit more information about the more nitty gritty about keeping rabbits. So talk soon. Thank you. Bye bye.
Pause for a minute with Shane McDermott, partner at Kilcool Vets, kilcoolvets.ie, answering your pet-related queries.
Send your questions for Shane by WhatsApp, voice note or text to 087 77 11 103.